Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the beginner and intermediate groups of Land Academy. You know, I was thinking before we started this that these groups kind of form themselves.
It's true.
Everybody in our group was a beginner, and they just moved on to they just got better at it. So what could be better than that?
And just they need different things now.
Yeah.
So.
And so do, you know, so do Jill and I.
Yeah. Which is I'd love to hear in a few minutes what you need here, Stephen, and what you don't need anymore.
I'll be happy to cover that.
I know.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free, and as you're listening, please drop your questions into the comments section below.
Luke asks, was looking through some surveys today around some land I have. I see others are buying smaller land than mine for more money. They are splitting them up five ways with a survey. They are drawing in easements to county roads. They are adding water well sites to the easements. They are drilling a water well and selling the lots. I talked to some guys doing this. They are doing well, sharing contracts to have the first one developing to pay for the pump and plumbing, etc. The second pays all the costs, one-fifth, then one-third.
This is brilliant.
Pays all the less, the two-thirds costs are split until all the costs are split five ways. Oh, it's just good. Got me thinking, would you guys mail on this process?
Yeah.
Either carry it out or sell the land with the plan. What pitfalls do you foresee? Do you think I can sell land contingent on the water well and then get it drilled and paid for out of title? Sell one lot to pay for the land, one to pay for the well, and then the three for profits. I like that one the best. The economics look good. Timeline, not very long. Am I crazy?
No.
Yeah.
This is a perfect example of now intermediate to advanced rural vacant land. What you're talking about is a development project, albeit
right.
Short time frame and very, very inexpensive compared to, let's say, developing a commercial piece of property, an apartment building or a strip mall or a regional mall.
Yep.
But how many people are doing this? Very few.
I know.
So I love all of it. I would, everybody loves a completed project. Everybody. And they're willing to dramatically pay a premium for it. Think about a renovated house where you just walk in, mm-hmm. It's furnished, and they hand you the keys, and you're done. You know, everybody loves that.
Exactly.
So I don't think this is any different. I would either do one of two things. I would finish it yourself and pay for it because you know it's going to sell. Mm-hmm. Just the same way that you know a completely renovated house is going to sell. Or I would purchase the land and complete the plan, just like you said, which happens in residential real estate all the time. You get it subdivided, you go through all the paper pieces, the whole thing, and then sell it to a developer who's comfortable doing that for a premium. So I love this. But parcel splitting, this is a perfect parlay into intermediate and beginner, or beginner and intermediate, which is what this show is about. Splitting parcels, there's nothing more profitable in real estate than taking a 40-acre property, buying it for $4,000, and splitting it up into mm-hmm. one-acre properties, and selling it. Now you're $4,000 into this thing. Mm-hmm. I'm oversimplifying because that's what Jill loves.
Welcome to my world.
Now you're into this thing for $4,000, and you've got 40 one-acre properties that yep. you're going to sell for $1,000 each. Anybody pay $1,000 for an acre.
Yeah.
So you turn a $4,000 asset into a $40,000 asset.
Heck, you did it all wrong.
By drawing some lines.
And you do it all wrong and you sell them for $500 each. You're still turning 40 into 20. I like that too.
So this is a very dramatic example. In reality, please don't run out and do this because you can't. There's a lot of things that really will stop you from doing this. The county will not let you do that. But I'll tell you what's very, very realistic. Taking a 40-acre property for $4,000 that you mm-hmm. purchased and splitting it five ways.
Right.
A couple of 5-acre properties, maybe a 10 and some two and a half kind of thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
If that adds up to 40, I don't think it does. But anyway.
That's okay.
That's very realistic, splitting properties five ways, which
right.
is what Luke just talked about. So
mm-hmm.
splitting property. Here's the great thing about this, too. Like, Luke, as Joe's reading this question, this is Luke Smith. We all know Luke.
Yeah.
to make a tremendous amount of money, you don't have to do that many deals. If you do 3 or 4 or 5 projects like this, I mean, you're going to make probably $1 million.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the topics that we had at our last group, or our last live event. You want to kill yourself doing 100 deals a year, or do you want to do 5 deals, just chill out about it, and make the same amount of money?
Oh, I know what I pick.
Me too. Do you have anything?
No. Oh, gosh, no.
Today's topic, the beginner and intermediate groups of Land Academy. This is the meat of the show. Go ahead, Jill.
Well, you know, like you alluded to, it's kind of gone that way. Everyone was a beginner, right? Our whole group, we had, you know, how many beginners? And now it's like shaking sand through a sifter. And we have the intermediate people coming to the top. And then, of course, we always have new people coming in. Not that everybody stays down here, but some people do stay down here, you know, and they're not quite ready to, everybody progresses at different levels, I guess. But so anyway, now we're at the point where we're starting to divide up. We're going to do a different member calls. Actually, I'm meeting on that today, just so you know, because we're going to get that email to go out with the invites of who's going to be invited to that.
We have a Thursday member call that we've been doing for years and years and years. Jill and I, because people are requesting it, are separating the calls into two.
Right.
For people who are in the beginning, or in the beginning stages of their investment career, and people who have now advanced to doing different deals.
And talking about subdividing. And they really are doing subdividing.
Yeah.
Versus a person that just comes in and just joins Land Academy and says, okay, wait a minute. Am I scrubbing this correctly? Did I do put this together correctly? Did I look at that county correctly? That kind of a thing. So a little more beginner is a difference. So... thank you.
In general, Jill's going to manage the beginners, and I'm going to partake in and probably direct our advanced group.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Let's call it intermediate. It's not advanced.
Yeah, because the advanced is a whole nother group.
Our advanced group are people that are just now still obviously involved in our group because the data is so cheap and because the mail is so cheap with offers to owners, but they're not real vocal any longer because they're off making $500,000 a month. So that's a different product. It's a different group, but we'll get to that in the future.
Exactly. Well, so what's coming for me? I want to talk about what's coming, or do you want to finish up what's coming for your intermediate group, and then I'll talk about my beginner group?
I would love to start with the beginner.
Okay. So here's what's coming with my beginner group. I'm going to create, I'm meeting on it with my team today to define it thoroughly, but I'm going to come up with a Land Academy Light, because I've realized there are many people who get it, obviously. They see it, they're watching these people, you know, and they hear us, you know, and know that this works, but they're not, they want to kind of put their foot in first, not dive in. So I'm going to create a product for them to kind of test it. So it will be a lower cost intro level. It will not have the same education and everything. It's going to be a scaled down, just kind of what you need to know to really test this and see if this is right for you to flip a couple deals product. And that's what we're going to come out with in the beginning, probably the first quarter of 2019. So we will have Land Academy Lite. And it's going to be awesome. From there, you're going to, it's going to be a stepping stone, obviously, to the real Land Academy. So it's a great place for you to start, figure this out. Maybe you're low on funds. This is good for people. I have a lot of people that come to us and they say, oh my gosh, I'm in. I'm all in. I get it. But shucks, I don't have the money to do what I want to do yet. This is a good little place for them, too, to start, because they can start getting in and get into the back end pro area of our online community and like really see what's going on and understand a little bit more. It's kind of just kind of sneak in a little bit, look in the back of the, it's like a way to, you know what it is? It's a way to kind of look in the room and see what's going on and have a little,
it's a test drive.
It is. And then when you're ready financially or professionally, ready to dive in, it's going to be an easy transition to official Land Academy. And then from there comes your group.
I mean, here's why I green-lighted Land Academy Light. Throwing all kidding aside, multiple people have reached out to us through multiple venues who are either in the group or thinking about getting in the group, and they said some version of this. I'm just intimidated. I'm intimidated by asking questions in the You know, it's hard for me to ask a very basic question when, and I know it's a basic question, mm-hmm. to people who are making $500,000 a month,
right.
or turning, you know, very large commercial land deals, mm-hmm. like some of the people are in our group. So, and after that happened, I don't know, it happened a few times. It's been happening for months now. Because I don't want to exclude those people.
I know.
No, I want, you know, they need to have their answers questions answered.
Mm-hmm. Well, and vice versa, we have the opposite, right?
And they need to have their questions answered by somebody who's patient and understanding, and, you know, and that's Jill.
I said, Stephen, those are all the words that I use to describe you. What do you mean?
Here's the thing. You know, Jill and I started Land Academy not to make money. And finally, it's actually making a little money after years. We started Land Academy to create business partners for ourselves, which it worked.
Yeah.
For the first time in the last few months, we've been doing deals with some of our members, and that now we're doing partnerships on other companies and stuff like that. It's working great. That's why I started that's why I greenlighted that. So I think this is a great thing.
I do too.
And there's no way we can turn our backs in any way on the new people, because they're going to be our future partners too.
Yep. Oh, so. Gosh, yes. You know, yeah, don't be afraid of Land Academy Lite, by the way. In a perfect world, you're going to spend, I don't know, maybe three to 6 months in Land Academy Lite. That's all you need, man. You either are in or you're out. You either get it or you don't. You know, it's for you or it's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like it or you don't.
Or you have enough time to do it or you don't.
Well, something like that. Exactly. This is what this is for. And then you're like, all right. And some people may go quicker. They may go, all right. And I fully expect this. There are some really smart people out there that are probably going to jump into Land Academy Lite, be there for 30 days and go, okay, I need more. And you know what? That's great. We're going to move you right up. And then eventually you're going to spend however many quick time there. You're going to go, yeah, you know what? Not for me. I'm going to move right up. By the way, you don't have to jump in and go through this progression. This is all just something we're doing. So if you're ready for Land Academy, you jump right in. Like people right now, you get 1.0 and 2.0. So it's kind of an intermediate thing that's happening right now.
Yeah.
So it's there available for you. So, and then soon, you know, I know that we have people that are, I'm sure, listen to the show, watch what we do every day, and they're waiting for this top thing for you, because that's who they are. They're running a REIT, and they're going to jump right into your final thing, you know, once it gets built out a little bit more and probably well-defined. They're going to be like, how much money you guys need? I have a $3 million over here to place, and I've been watching you for 3 years.
Yeah, and those people are reaching out to me too. So, like I said a couple of days ago, we have a member, his name's Justin Sliva, that has a finance background, and he and I get along. So we're developing, it's based on how people invest in commercial real estate on the internet. You know, you put in money, you watch it calculate, you know, it's all pre-calculated.
Right.
You can watch what your money's doing, where it's getting invested and why, and choose to do with it. However, that's how people buy apartment buildings.
Right.
That's how people have been buying commercial real estate since the beginning of time. The difference is, you know, literally a bunch of people get in a room that have a lot of dough, a small number of people with a lot of dough get in a room and say, you know, let's go build, let's go create a city.
Right.
And so with the internet, it's really made that opportunity a lot more, it's made it more prevalent and easier to attain with certain websites out there that I don't think do such a good job, but Justin and I are putting something together where you as a member have an opportunity to put a bunch of money in, or even very little amount of money in if you want,
right.
and watch what happens with these deals as an investor. Or maybe you're generating deals, houses and land, mostly infill lots, large ranches, and household sales.
Right.
And maybe you just want to put them in there and get them funded.
Yep.
And so we're getting a huge positive response to this.
Exactly.
So here's the whole point. There's a need for that, what I just described, and then there's a huge need for what Jill's calling Land Academy Lite, where it's like, where do I start?
Right.
Yeah, I want to be in that. I want to do that. I want to do that. But you can't do it. You go from 0 to 60.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We all want to go to 0 to 60 in less than 3 seconds. We all do, but that's just not how it works.
Right. It's either time holds people back. Like for the Land Academy Lite, it's for someone who's short on time, short on funds, or they're not they're still doing their initial research.
You need to learn.
Exactly. And it's a great place to start.
We all started there.
Mm-hmm.
All of us. I started there.
Yep. Exactly.
So I think more people win.
Thanks.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss real estate crowdfunding.
And answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Did you ever think it would become this?
You know?
I never did.
I don't think I did too. I remember, you know, July, how many years ago? 3 years ago when we launched. I knew it was going to be good. I knew it was going to be good. I didn't know it was going to be this good. I didn't know that we would be doing this and sitting here right now. Three years later.
I was thinking recently, most people in our shoes, at some point way before now, if they started something like this, would just say, you know what, this is big enough. We have an education program. We charge X for it. There's Y coming in. There's a little bit of profit in it. That's all.
Yeah. Let's just get more people. Do this. Don't change a thing.
Let's just hire a sales team.
That's true.
That's not what we're doing at all. We're like really, truly creating some value, additional value, and responding to what our members want.
And our business is growing and evolving based on what we're all doing. That's the best thing.
It worked.
I tell you, Stephen, if it's one thing that you don't do, is sit still.
Most of the time, that's good. I'm not sure all the time.
Please be sure and hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on our podcast. Like us and comment on what you would like to see in future shows. And if you're listening on iTunes, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.